Good morning.
早安.
So I'm a little sick today, so forgive me if I don't speak very, like, clearly.
我今天有一点感冒, 所以如果没讲得很清楚, 很抱歉.
Welcome to Chinese Church. It's good to be here again to speak to you guys.
欢迎大家到华人教会, 很高兴有机会再次在这地方跟你们分享.
And as you know, for the first service, Resound service, the English service, we have been going through the Gospel of Mark.
你们很多人知道我们第一堂英文堂在这个一起看马可福音.
So, today we actually preached for the first service the text right after this text.
我们今天第一次来看the last service. 我们其实是在看我们上个礼拜的在英文堂的讲道.
The reason is I actually today for the first service, I preached it without my notes, so I was practicing something new.
因为今天我第一堂的时候所讲的那个题目是，我试着不准备讲章，想试试看一个新的方法.
Well, I actually have my notes, but I didn't want to depend on it. It was experimentation slash a little bit of a challenge.
虽然我有这个经文，我有这个讲章预备好，但是我试着不看它，试着给自己一点挑战.
Plus, I felt like this sermon was more, like, I feel like this would speak more to you guys today.
更何况我觉得今天这个题目可能对这个中文堂更加的合适.
So, Mark, what is Mark about? Why was Mark written?
所以马可福音到底是为什么而写的呢?
And, you know, we call our sermon series Jesus Revealed.
我们把这个系列称为耶稣重现耶稣.
Yeah, and the reason we call it that is because during that time, a lot of the Christians were starting to get killed, they were dying, of old age, and Mark basically started to gather all the accounts of Jesus' life.
所以因为在这本福音书成书的时候，那个时候许多第一代基督徒开始过世，不管是因为年纪或者是因为逼迫，所以马可就开始把这个福音书的内容整理起来。
And the week before, the text before this text about feeding the 5,000 is a really sad story.
这个之前的，在我们看的今天的经文之前的经文，是一个悲惨的一个故事.
So what happens is Jesus, he's rejected by his own people.
讲到耶稣他被自己的亲人所同村的人所拒绝.
And I think I shared that with you guys a few weeks ago, right?
我想几个礼拜之前跟你们分享过.
But so what happened this week was he sends out his disciples to go do the same thing, to share about him, to go do healing and to share the word.
所以在这卷书之前，耶稣差遣了他的门徒去传扬福音跟他自己.
And what happens is, in the story, Mark includes this account about the death of John the Baptist.
而就在这段故事里面，马可把一段这个施洗约翰被斩首的这个故事也放在其中。
That itself is a very interesting story, but we're not covering that today.
那一段也是非常有意思的一段故事，但是我们今天不会提。
And I think an interesting thing that I heard in a sermon that was shared to us last or a few weeks ago was that, you know, Herod's or John's death in many ways foreshadows the death of Jesus.
上个礼拜有另外讲员讲到这一段的时候，是让我们明白约翰他的死是这个耶稣基督死的一个预表.
And so as the John's disciples are grieving the loss of their teacher, and they kind of have to gather his body, in many ways it kind of foreshadows what's going to happen at first for the disciples of Jesus as well.
所以约翰，施洗约翰的门徒，为他们的老师过世感到悲伤，就好像让我们预先看见后来的门徒为耶稣的死而悲伤一样.
But today's passage, it's actually pretty straightforward.
今天的经文其实从故事的角度来讲，非常的简洁.
Actually, all four of the Gospels record this story.
实际上 这四卷的福音书都提到这个故事.
And each brings a little bit of different details to it.
每一个故事里面，每一次记述的时候都有一些不一样的细节在其中.
But I think an important thing today, especially as we study Mark, the text is we have to see that there are a lot of different layers that are happening.
所以但是我们今天看这个 马可福音的时候 要看见它有许多的不同的层次。
Like who are the people Mark was writing to?
包括比方说马可他这个写作的对象 读者是谁?
You see, during that time, people were suffering for Jesus, for the gospel. They were going through very hard, difficult times.
因为在那个时候许多人为了信仰的缘故 被逼迫受在困苦当中。
So that's an important layer you have to notice as you read that.
那个是你在读这本书的时候，你必须明白的其中的一个层面。
And I don't want to say that today our Christian, we as Christians, most of us here are Christians, or some of us here are Christians, that we are going through any sort of physical hardship as terrible or as difficult as some of the people back then.
我当然不会说我们今天在肉体上面受到跟他们当时一样的逼迫。
But I think as we study the news, we see Christians dying in other places for their faith.
但是我们看新闻也看见许多的基督徒因为他们信仰的缘故，为了信仰的缘故而殉道。
And I think even in my own life, as I struggle sometimes with doubts or my fears, because of my faith or because of trying to figure out my faith in some sense.
而在我们的信仰里面，在自己的信仰的过程里面，我们也会经历到许多怀疑各样的挣扎。
And I think that's something we encounter as Christians today.
那也是我们今天基督徒所面临的困境。
So I wrote these questions down. I don't know how to make it better, so forgive me. But the question is kind of like, what do we do as Christians?
我试着要找把问一个好的问题，但是它基本上就是说，我们基督徒该做什么？
How are you supposed to continue to live amidst persecution or you know people discouraging us?
在我受到迫害和被这个被人阻挡的这个环境里面，我们怎么样能够活出基督徒的生活？
How are we to continue to love others and encourage them in Christ?
我们怎么样能够继续的爱其他的人，并且鼓励基督徒坚持他们的信仰？
So today, the sermon title is Blessed and Broken.
所以今天我们的题目是蒙福与破碎。
Yeah, and the three points we'll go about is the first one, impossible situation.
所以我们有三个子题，第一个就是这个一个没有出路的一个困境。
In a very impossible solution.
然后是一个没有办法实现的解决的方案。
And in a very possible salvation.
第三是讲到是一个极为有可能的救恩。
Alright, so let's go to the first point. Impossible situation.
一个没有出路的一个困境。
So let's look at what happens. Let's look at verses
30 to 33.
So the disciples have just returned from a mission trip, their first mission trip.
So these disciples have just returned from a mission trip.
And it says in verse 30 that the apostles, they returned to Jesus, and they were trying to tell Jesus about all that they had done, all that they had taught.
所以三四节就告诉我们，使徒们他们回来就要把他们所做的一切的事情
But Jesus says to them, hey, you need to take a break. It says in verse 31, come away by yourselves to a desolate place. Rest a while.
但是耶稣却跟他们说,你们需要休息一下。 他说32节说,同我到旷野地去歇一歇。
Because they've been so busy, right? They've been traveling so much.
因为他们前面几周都非常的辛苦,非常的 到处传道。
But there's actually another reason. If you look at the next verse, 32, or right before it, it says in 31, the end of 31, it says, for many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. So they weren't able to even have food.
所以31节告诉我们，是描述他们的忙碌。31节后半段，他们说，因为来往的人多，他们连吃饭也没有功夫。
Here, I think this is a very good reminder. I don't know if you guys remember, but a few months ago, I preached for maybe Mark chapter 1 about Jesus healing a leper.
我不知道你们还记不记得几个礼拜以前，讲到耶稣基督他医治一个麻风病人的故事。
And before that story, Jesus was praying in a personal desert place.
在那个之前，耶稣在旷野 一个人安静的祷告。
And everybody was looking for him, trying to get a hold of him.
啊，很多人都在找他。
You see, the reason there was because, in some sense, they wanted him to be the king.
啊，在那个时候，啊，你可以说很多人希望能够拥戴他为王。
They didn't really have a good understanding of who Jesus was.
他们不明白耶稣基督的真实的身份。
There, Jesus says, "I actually am not here just to do that. I'm not here just to heal you. I'm here actually to proclaim the word of God, to tell you that, you know, to repent, and to, the kingdom of God is near."
啊，也其实耶稣在那个地方，他要让他们知道，他所来不仅仅是为了这个医病，而且也是为了宣讲这个神的道啊，让这个传扬神的道。
Yeah, yeah, that's good. And what happens is, if you don't notice that here, but in John chapter 6, which is also a recording of the same story, they say their intentions are they want to make Jesus king.
在今天的经文你看不见，但是在约翰福音里面同一记载同一个故事里面啊，就讲到那些人想要拥戴耶稣为王。
So in the same way, the crowd doesn't really know. They're responding to the disciples, and they're basically kind of bothering them, so they can't even take a rest.
所以跟这个也是同样的，这些人跟着门徒来找这个基督，让他们忙得没有办法有休息的时间。
So wherever they went, it was like that. It was just crowds.
所以他们到什么地方都一样，许多的人群。
And then what happens next is they find them.They crowd to they follow them to this very desolate place. The word keeps saying desolate, wild place.
所以在这里你就看见他经文讲到他们跟随他到了这个旷野的地方。
So there's thousands of people responding to Jesus. It says here 5,000 men.
很多的人几千人，所以讲到五千的男人跟随着他们。
So, some commentators say it's just the guys.
有时候他们会说这里讲的五千就是只有这个男的。
But a lot of other places will say, you know, there's also women and children that they're not accounting for.
但是其他经文也会告诉我们说其实有小孩有女人。
So you think, I'm guessing maybe 10 to 15,000 people.
所以连这些人加起来也许有一万五千人都说
不定。Maybe 20, right? Sorry about that. Yeah, and...Here's the crazy situation.
所以这是一个非常疯狂的一个境况。
In verse 35, it says, "When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, 'This is a desolate place. The hour is near now late.'"
所以在三十五节，门徒就说了，这个天色已晚，这里又是旷野地。
Yeah, what he's saying basically is, "Hey, time has passed. It's already kind of dark, and you know what? You've been teaching, you've been helping them. Wait a second, we're in the middle of nowhere. What are we going to do?"
所以这个门徒就跟这个耶稣讲说，你看这个时间都已经很晚了这个你整天的传道，那现在该怎么办呢？
And so the situation is, there are so many people, and how are they going to eat?
现在的问题就是有这么多的人又到了吃饭的时间那么这个饭食该怎么预备呢？
If you are an organized administrator kind of person, this is considered a logistical nightmare.
如果你是喜欢做这种后勤的工作的话，你可以看见这是一个是你的噩梦。
Yeah, but what do they offer as a solution?
但是有什么样的解答这个对策呢？
What it says in verse 36 is it says, "Hey, why don't you just send them away? Let them go to the countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat."
所以这些门徒的对策，他就是在36节说，你就叫他们散开往四周的村庄去。
You see, basically what they're saying is, hey, you know what? Let them take care of themselves. Let them go do it themselves with their own money, their own resources.
在这个地方，他基本的意思就是说，让他们自己来处理他们自己的饭食，他们用自己的资源来让他们自己吃饱。
So this is the impossible situation.
所以这是一个一个没有出路的一个困境。
Who could feed them all?
有怎么样能够让这5000人吃饱呢？
They don't have Costco.
他们没有这个大Costco.
Yeah, I'm no Costco. So, and they don't have the money to afford this. They can't afford it.
也不可能有人能够有这么多钱。
And it's not like Chinese church barbecue.
不像我们中国人华人教会办的这个 barbecue.
Yeah, which we usually have a lot of food too.
可以提供这么多的饭食。
But what I want you to notice is how Jesus responds.
我们要看的是耶稣基督他的 回应是什么？
Because in verse 34, what it says is, it says, he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them.
首先看的是34节那里，他讲到说耶稣出来看到许多人就怜悯他们。
And I think this word compassion is very important because it's only used by Jesus to describe him or what he does.
这个怜悯这两个字非常重要，因为它是指用来讲到耶稣的一种的心，或者是他所做的一些事情。
I don't think of it as like a pity as much as a desire to fulfill or resolve their issues, their circumstances.
他的意思跟可怜又不一样，他心里面一种的动机要为他们来解决一个问题。
And then Mark uses this really special quote. He says, he saw them like sheep without a shepherd.
所以马可在这边其实引用了一句话，他说因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般。
This, when you hear this, you guys go, oh, you know, well, a sheep without their shepherd is like going to be dangerous because, of course, they're going to go everywhere. They're just going to eat everything and poo everywhere.
所以那个你们听见说，因为他们如同羊没有牧人，可能你会觉得呀，当然羊没有牧人，可能就会碰到危险啊，不知而且没有人约束，他到处乱跑。
But that sheep without a shepherd actually has a lot of significance.
但是实际上，在这个旧约里面，这个羊如同羊没有牧人是有很多的含义的。
Two places.
有两处的经文。
These two places. Numbers 27:17.
第一个地方是在这个民数记27章的17节。
And almost the same quote is used when Moses is praying to God as he is about to pass away. And as he sees the promised land ahead, he knows he can't go there. He's praying for a leader, a strong leader, to come and guide Israel into the promised land.
那里讲到的是摩西他当他在这个要进迦南之前，他知道自己没办法进去，所以他就为以色列人祷告，求神给以色列一个强的好的领袖带领他们进迦南。
And I think also for Ezekiel 34:5, it's a talk about the lostness of Israel, the people.They're like scattered sheep. And that a shepherd is coming, a faithful shepherd is coming of the line of David. If you look at chapter 4, it's going to say that, who's going to establish a covenant of peace to his people.
所以在以西结34章的那个地方就讲到以色列人在这个迷失当中，但是将有一个牧人来这个来到那个地方，并且与他们建立与神的这个圣约。
It is going to be a relief for the, as,It's going to come during their struggling in the wilderness.
在他们在旷野流离的时候，这个牧人会来到他们当中。
And where are the people right now? Wilderness.
而这些人现在我们看的这故事，这些人在哪里呢？他们就是在旷野当中。
But I think you have to look at this with different layers.
所以你必须看这故事，它是有不同的这个层次的。
I think to the Christian audience at that time that read Mark for the first time.
当如果是对于这些当时的基督徒第一次看到这一段故事的时候
，There's a really strong connection with Moses and Jesus, right?
就会看见这中间有一个强的关联，就是耶稣基督跟摩西之间的联系。
But I think what you see here from the 15,000 people, the 5,000 plus people I call it, is there's something that they need. They need something.
对当时的那些人来讲就是这五千人是他们有他们的需要。
And I think in the same way, if you look at it as Christians today, there is an element of lostness in this world.
对今天的基督徒来讲，你可以看见我们今天的世界也是一个迷失的世界。
I wrote this really briefly, so I was hoping I would just kind of talk about it, so I'm going to try to do that off the top of my head.
所以我试着就从就是没有照这个就是凭记忆来讲这一段。
Basically, what I was going to talk about is that there's this need in every one of us to fill something.
我们每一个人心里面都有一个需要必须被满足。
I think it is very similar to a hunger.
就好像我们人会饥饿一样。
And I think what Jesus sees is he sees that there's this issue that the disciples.And these followers, all these people are struggling with. And the disciples also see it. That's why they're pointing it out to Jesus.
所以我们看见耶稣他看见，他门徒也看见这些的人他们这些群众有他们的需要。
And I think for most of you here, okay, how many people here use Facebook? Not everybody here uses Facebook, right?
不晓得你们当中在这里有多少人, 用这个脸书?
Okay, you guys don't use Instagram, right?
或者是用这个即时的照片?
Yeah, Instagram. I work with a lot of college-aged people or post-college, young adults.
你们知道我常常服侍这些大学生或者是刚毕业的年轻人。
It is the greatest research tool to understand people's appetites or the hunger for something.
Facebook?
Yeah, or it's the greatest, it shows me a lot of research.
那个脸书让我很容易能够来研究这些人的不同的需要。
So I think the older crowd generation, we don't usually show it very clearly. But I think the young generation likes to take pictures.
我们年长的这一辈可能没有这样子，但是年轻人很喜欢自己拍照。
For example, I think there's many of us here that probably desire the new iPhone.
比方说很多人可能很喜欢这个新的 iPhone.
Me too.
我也是。
And the thing about it is, but or you want to do something, accomplish something, or you have a passion and you take a lot of pictures for it.
所以你想要做一些事情，有些成就，你就把它拍下来。But
I think we all know that these things, they don't really ever satisfy. Especially the older people here, they know, I get this new phone, it might be nice for a year, but oh, next year iPhone 6 or iPhone 7 comes out, and every year after that, it's always a new thing.
那其实这些东西，特别是年长的弟兄姐妹都能够很容易明白，这些都不能，只能够暂时的满足我们。 这个iPhone它今年出来，明年新的款式又要出来。
There's nothing wrong with these things. I'm not saying these are bad things.
我不是说这些东西有什么不好。
But I think the thing is, there's a need, and I think the iPhone is a shallow example of it, but I think we all have deeper needs that we try to fill with different things in this world.
我想这个iPhone的比喻只是一个很肤浅的比喻，但是我们内心其实有更深的需求。
Sometimes it's your children's success.
有时候是我们希望我们小孩子的成功
，your personal success，
我们个人的成功
，your validity as a person in relationships，
我们在一个关系当中，他的有这个扮演一个重要的角色。
So there's this constant need to fill, and I think there's this quote. I can't remember, but it says that there is a God-shaped hole in our hearts that only God can satisfy, but we never fill it. We try to put everything to place, but it's like blocks. It doesn't fit right.
所以有这样的人，就有这样的说法，说我们的人心都有一个空处，它的形状那个空洞就像一个上帝一样，这个我们试着用不同的东西来填满它。And
I think that is a layer you have to look at this text and go, there is a need that this world has, like these hungry people. They're looking for something more. They don't even know they're hungry yet, but the disciples are aware of it.
所以这些人，他们看这个世界上的人，就其实就是有许多的饥渴，那就像这些当时的这些群众。
So there's an impossible situation.
所以这是一个没有出路的一个困境。
So what is the impossible solution?
那么什么是一个无法实现的一个对策呢？
And I want you to notice in verse 37 is that there is a dialogue that happens between Jesus and his disciples.
所以要从37节那里开始，我们要看耶稣和门徒的一段对话。
And of course, we already kind of talked about it. The disciples' solution was what? Send away these people. Let them take care of themselves.
我们已经看见门徒他们的解决的方法，就是叫众人散开往四面的村庄去，自己买什么吃。
But Jesus' response almost makes it impossible. It makes it impossible.
耶稣的回答让这个困境更加好像一个不可没有办法解决的一个。
So you give them something to eat.
耶稣回答就说：“你们给他们吃吧。”
What?
门徒说：“你说什么？”
How do you buy enough food for 15,000 people? 5,000 is impossible for me. Just think about it.
我们怎么可能买5000到15,000人这么多的东西呢？
That's a lot of McDonald's.
那是要买好多的麦当劳。
Yeah, and that doesn't even guarantee you're full.
Right? 甚至全部买来都不见得吃得饱。
And the disciples, I think, reflect what we are thinking.
门徒的思想正如我们的想法一样。
And basically say, what they say is kind of disrespectful. It's kind of like I don't know if it's a rhetorical, but it's like really like a little bit impolite.
门徒的回答其实听起来是有点不是很礼貌的。
He says, Oh, so are we supposed to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?
他说难道这个我们可以去买20两银子的饼给他们吃吗?
I think it's funny because Matthew and Luke, the Gospel of Matthew and Luke, don't mention this comment.
很有意思是这个马太和路加没有提到这个对话。
But Mark never hesitates to write these things.
但是马可毫不犹豫的就把这个记载这一段话写下。
When we say 200 denarii, you're like, what's denarii? Who cares?
这里讲到20两银子到底值多少钱呢?
One denarii is like a day's worth of work.
这个一两银子就差不多相当于当时一天的工资。
So you're talking for quite a few worth of months worth of work.
所以是蛮多的钱。
Maybe like 6 or 7 months, right, of pay. 6 or 7 months of pay. Like,
大概有差不多六个，相当于有六个月的薪水。
And Jesus says this really interesting. He goes, well, how many loaves do you have?
那个耶稣接下来问的问题也很有意思。他说，那你们有多少饼呢?
Go and see.
你们去看看到底有多少饼。
And the disciples say, 5 loaves and 2 fish. That's verse 38.
所以在第38节他们回，他们就说，有5个饼，2条鱼。
Okay, 5 loaves, 2 fish. We don't know how to measure that, right?
So, 我想你们知道五个饼，2条鱼大概是。
I really like the story, but 5 loaves, 2 fish, think 5 tuna sandwiches from Subway.
你可以想那五个饼就我可以这样子想，就说大概就是像那个 Subway 的这个三明治一样。
Okay, so I have a digression. I have a story I want to share. I always like to share the story, but I don't know if you guys heard this, but I heard the story about a brother that went to Subway one time.
我跟你们分这个有点岔题了，但是有一个弟兄他到 Subway 去。
Yeah. He went to Subway, and he's in line.
他就在那边排队.
And he's in front, and basically the Subway employee asks him, what would you like today?
所以那个 Subway里面的这个, 店员就问他,你今天要什么?
And the Christian brother said, I'll get a tuna sandwich.
这个基督徒的弟兄,他就说我要这个鲔鱼三明治.
Yeah, the footlong.
这个一尺的,一尺长的那种.
Oh, wait a second. How many people do you think the Subway can, this footlong could feed?
这个他就问他说，那么这个 Subway 你想可以喂饱多少人？
And I think the guy was like, oh, I don't know, maybe up to three to four people.
那个店员就说啊，大概也许3个人、4个人可以吃饱。
And then the Christian guy was like, I know it can feed. I know someone that can feed, let it feed 5,000 people.
他这个基督徒就跟他讲说，我知道有一个人可以让这个东西喂饱5,000人。
And the guy was like, what? Who's this guy?
那个店员就说，真的，这个人是谁？
And the guy said, let me tell you.
所以这个弟兄他就说让我告诉你。
Okay, so that's a funny story. But 5 loaves, 2 fish, 5 tuna sandwiches.
所以这个就是一个好笑的故事。那但是这里讲到有这个五饼，有5个饼。
And it's interesting because what Jesus does next is he says, hey, go and see what's going to happen.
这接下来就很有意思。耶稣说，你们这样子做看会怎么样。
And you look through 39 to 44. Is that Jesus starts to organize these people in groupings of 50 to 100 people, and they sit on the green grass.
所以39节到40节就看见这个耶稣叫他们这个50个人坐在一起，坐在这个青草地上。
This is one of those things where you go, why green grass? Why does it matter? Why do you bring up the grass, right?
所以在这个地方，也许就是你会想到说，为什么他会讲到说他们会坐在青草地上。
I think it shows a very personal like witness. But you remember, oh, there was the color, that green grass they sat on.
这反映出这个当时记载的这个人对当时的有一个亲身的一个这个记忆.
But it's also because it was about spring, so it was about a year before Jesus would die.
所以这个差不多也是在春天，耶稣大概还有这个在1年之后就会钉死在十字架上.
What Jesus does is he takes the 5 loaves, 2 fish, he looks up to heaven, and he says a blessing, and he breaks the bread.
所以耶稣在这时候就拿起这5个饼和2条鱼，他望着天祝福，又拨开饼。
And he basically makes this very standard, faithful meal blessing, like a prayer.
他做了一个其实很典型的一个谢饭的一个祷告。
And what I want you to notice about this is what's so special about this is what he does here is actually what something is going to be brought up again in Mark chapter 14.
但是我希望你们能够看见的是这样子的事情，其实在他的作为在马可福音第14章的时候又再一次重复。
Because what happens is at the Last Supper, as they were eating, Jesus, he takes bread. And after blessing it, he broke it and he gives it to them.
所以在 14章的时候, 他那里就讲到, 在最后的晚餐的时候, 耶稣, 他就拨开饼分给他的门徒。
What does Jesus say when he's giving out bread?
所以当这个, 耶稣把饼给他们的时候, 他说了什么呢?
What do we think?
我们想他说了什么?
I wrote that two things, because I think this is what I always think when I think of bread. Carbs?
那些人想到什么呢? 如果你收到拿到这个饼的时候, 你会想到什么? 你可能会想到那个,
carbs.
这个碳水化合物。
Ooh, that's good. Is it gluten-free?
它是不是这个有这个, 谷类的蛋白质在里面?
But to understand it, you have to understand what the bread meant to them.
但是你要从这个听众的角度来想, 这个对他们是什么意义?
See, the bread signified life.
这个面, 这个, 饼代表了, 这个生命的粮。
This bread of life, what happens to it is it feeds the 5,000 plus people, over, you know, 15,000, who knows, right?
那生命的粮能够让五千人,甚至一万人,一万五千人能够吃饱。
What it says in verse 42 is, they all ate. They were satisfied.
就像第42节这里讲说, 他们都吃并且吃饱了。
They just eat. They had extra.
他们不但, 有的吃, 而且还有剩。
They took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish.
所以他们就把碎饼碎鱼收起来, 装满了12个篮子。
It's interesting because this bread of life illustration, what I mentioned that is that
这个生命的粮这个比喻，我所提到的这个比喻。
How does God satisfy that need that we all have?
上帝怎么样让我们每一个人的需要能够得到满足呢？
He provides the bread of life.
他提供的就是那个生命的粮。
And I think in Matthew, if you ever read the early part of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus, when he's being tempted by the devil, remember, he replies, man, he quotes Psalms, I think, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
所以在这个马太福音第四章的地方，他就讲到这个耶稣基督被试探的时候，他跟魔鬼说，人不单是靠着口里的食物得饱。
But also in John chapter 6, 32 to 33, which is another account of the feeding 5,000.
在这个约翰福音的里面也是有另外，也是同样记载这五千人吃饱的这个故事。
He says, truly, truly, I say to you, it wasn't Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world.
所以在约翰福音内的记载是说，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，那从天上来的粮，不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父将天上来的真粮赐给你们。因为神的粮就是那从天上降下来赐生命给世界的。”
Okay, so there's a lot of different layers here. So we're going to start with, what is it saying? What Jesus is basically saying is that God's word gives life.
所以这里有好几个层次，我们一个一个来看。这里首先说的是，耶稣说，是，对不起，gives
life.
耶，这个上帝给我们生命的粮。
And the emptiness that you have felt, that you have tried to fill, your need in your life, your heart, that can't be satisfied in your soul, in your spirit, that hunger that you crave to satisfy, if you keep trying to fill with anything but God, you'll never get satisfied. But with God, He fulfills.
我们生命里面的各样的饥渴，我们的不满足，希望填满的这些东西，上帝他可以帮我们满足我们。
So how does that happen? How does this resolve?
它这个是怎么达成的呢？
I think it's a reminder that the world, the way it is today, isn't the way God intended the world to be.
让我们想到我们这现在的世界不是上帝原起初创造的心意。
And when he says this quote here, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father. He's remembering a story from Exodus again, or from the Old Testament, right? From the Hebrew Bible, where they were hungry, they were struggling. What did God provide? What did Moses pray to God? What did he get? Manna.
Right? 当这个摩西他们在旷野里面没有东西吃的时候，摩西向神求，神就赐玛拿给他们。
But here's the thing about the bread there. The bread of that time, It would go bad if you let it sit too long.
而那时候的粮食就是玛拿，如果你要把它放久了，它就会坏掉。
You couldn't put it for even over, I think, a day. You had to eat it and prepare it.
你那个玛拿它只能够存留一天你必须当天使用。
What Jesus says is, what I give, it lasts much longer. It's forever.
所以耶稣说，我所赐的是可以存得更久的。
My meat is not only your shallow needs of your physical, it goes to the spiritual, to the deeper areas.
所以不仅是让你的身体能够得到饱足，它能够让你更深处的需要得到满足。
So let's go to our last point today, the very possible salvation.
所以让我们讲到今天所要讲的最后的一点，就是这个充满了可能的救恩。
You see, the people had Jesus all wrong.
很多人把耶稣基督都看错了，基督。
They think he's just a miracle worker.
认为他只是一个施行奇迹的人。
Maybe they thought he was kind of like just a Moses, another Moses.
也许把他想成是另外一个摩西。
Or they're hoping he was going to be some sort of king that would come and win a victory over the Romans.
或者把他想成是这个再来的一个王，能够帮他们打赢这个罗马人。
Because what they really wanted or needed was a king and a prophet to come to alleviate their struggles at that time with the government and the people then.
他们所希望的只是一个王，一个先知，能够让他们从当时的困境当中被拯救出来。
Here's an interesting thing. This is something I didn't know until I read this commentary on this. They said that the area that Jesus finds himself is really famous because this is the area where a lot of protest, a lot of revolution would come up from this area where Jesus was meeting with people.
我在看这个解释圣经的书的时候，之前没有注意到的是。他们提到耶稣他们在这个地方这个旷所提的这个旷也是很多当时的反抗罗马人的这个聚集的。
So they have an expectation of Jesus here.
所以他们对这个耶稣有一个这样子的期盼。
But what Jesus says is, I'm greater than Moses.
但是耶稣说我比摩西还大。
I'm so much more than what you understand.
我比你们所能够明白的更大。
And I'm here to lead you into a new exodus out of the wilderness.
我现在要带你们走一个新的出埃及的道路。
Out of your true slavery to sin.
让你们离开罪恶的这个奴役。
And into freedom, the true promised land with me.
带你们进到那个所应许你们的自由之地。
And I think where Moses failed, he didn't make it to the promised land. Remember?
我们记得摩西他没有办法进到迦南地。
Jesus would not fail.
耶稣基督不会失败。
So I titled today's sermon "Blessed and Broken." Why?
所以为什么我今天取的这个题目叫做“蒙福与破碎”呢
？Because if you want someone to free you from that slavery, from that need,
所以如果你希望你被从这个罪恶当中被释放出来
，Jesus has to be that sacrifice and that example to you.
耶稣基督他必须受死，而且成为你的榜样。
You see, when it says blessed and broken, blessed is like a prayer, a blessing, right?
所以我们讲到蒙福，讲到祝福，好像是一个祷告。
And I always feel like one of the reminders of blessing is even on the cross, when Jesus is dying, he prays a blessing. He says, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing.
所以我就想到这个耶稣基督他在十字架上的祷告，他说神啊赦免他们，因为他们不知道他们自己所行的是什么。
And I heard this somewhere too. I think it was a quote this week. I heard. I think it's really good. Or last week too. I heard it same different place, but it's the same quote. Is that for you to eat bread? If I hold a piece of bread and I go, "Hey, you want some?" Right? If the bread still sits there completely whole, did you eat? No. Right? It's still whole. For the bread to feed you, it has to be broken. Do you get what I'm saying?
所以我讲到另外一个这个比喻，就是有人说有一块这个饼在有一个饼在那个地方，如果说给你吃，但是你却不把饼剥开，那么你其实还是没有吃到那个饼。
It has to be broken to feed you.
那个饼必须被剥开，然后才能够让你来食用。
In the same way, I think Jesus he has to die.
所以同样的，耶稣基督他必须死在十字架上。
He has to die, take on our sin.
为我们的罪而死在十字架上。
To take on the punishment for that sin.
来代替我们受罪的刑罚。
The judgment of the sin.
受罪的那个审判。
I think he became nothing. He blessed, he broke for you and I.
当他虚己这个为我们死。
What great person would willingly die for their enemies?
有什么样的人能为会愿意为他的敌人死呢？
Who is willing to risk everything to risk it for the people that are so undeserving, so different from him?
又有谁会愿意为这些不配的人来牺牲呢？
Who would risk their very own dignity?
有谁愿意牺牲自己的尊严？
Their personal needs before others.
个人的需要为了其他人而死。放弃个人的需要。
Jesus was willing.
耶稣他愿意。
I think let's take a step back. I think people were always willing to sacrifice for our friends.
我们退一步说，我想我们很多人都愿意为我们的朋友牺牲。
But to sacrifice for someone that does not, you don't care about, is very different from you. That's very difficult for all of us.
但是对我们来说，对一个我们素不相识、与我们极为不同的人牺牲，这是一个非常困难的。
But Jesus does it.
但是耶稣。却如此做。
And I think today, to close, we have to understand why does Jesus, why did I title it Blessed and Broken?
所以在结束的时候，我希望我们在想，为什么我们今天的题目是叫蒙福与破碎。
I think there's a lesson to pass on to us today.
我想对我们来讲，这是有我们需要能够领受一个教训。
I think this is the why Jesus did things the way he did it.
这是为什么耶稣基督他这样子做。
He says, there's a few things he says here. He says, you give them something to eat.
他说了几件事，他说你们去喂饱他吧。
And then he says, go and see.
然后他说你们接下来他又说你们去看看。
But here's the kicker.
但是在这个地方有一个有意思的地方说。
In the middle of verse 41.
在41节中间的地方。
Jesus, he gives them the bread, the disciples the bread, so they would set it before the people.
所以那就讲到说耶稣把这个饼递给了门徒。
It wasn't through him directly, it was through his disciples.
而耶稣是把这个饼透过门徒给了众人。
These very doubting, very disrespectful, very unqualified people, he uses them.
这些门徒是非常的对他们的这对耶稣不是很有礼貌，而且这个又非常的这个有充满了怀疑的人，耶稣基督让他们来把这个饼给众人。
The way Jesus works, like before we shared, is like a seed in soil that bears great fruit. It's through his disciples preaching the word.
耶稣在这个地方所做的好像
seed，
好像这个。把种子种在土里面借着门徒把这个饼分给众人。
And that's how it's through his disciples that they proclaim the word. Did you say that? I missed it. I'm sorry. Okay. And I think that means how we live day to day.
我们怎么样过我们每天的生活
？Because it reflects our Savior.
能够反映出我们的救主的。
It models how he gave his life.
并且能够照着他的牺牲的榜样来做。
So, like I said, the question I asked today before is, when it's so difficult to live out our faith, how are we to do so? I think we need to be blessed and broken.
所以今天开始的时候，我问的那个问题就是说，我们怎么样能做这样这么困难的事情，就是把我们的这个信仰活出来。所以这是为什么我们讲到今天的题目是蒙福而且破碎。
I think we've been blessed by Jesus.
我想我们都是。蒙耶稣基督祝福的一群人
，to be broken as well，
我们也需要因此被破碎。
Yeah, we are to be a blessing in the sense that we also pray for others。
我们也必须能够成为祝福，正如我们为其他人祷告。
And we seek to alleviate their suffering, justice。
我们为其他人所受的不公义和他们的困境帮他们从当中脱离。
You see, because this world, the way the world works。
这个世界的例行法则是
is me comes first，
是我为中心
，because it's always about how I feel，
都是关乎我觉得如何。
But the countercultural gospel thing to do，
而从福音作为一个反文化、反潮流的角度来说
，is always to put other people first。
我们是说别人是我们的中心。
This is what Jesus has done。
这是耶稣基督所做的。
So how do we do that？
那我们怎么样能这样子做呢？
So I wrote three things down. I'm just going to break it down really fast.
所以我写了三点。
How we give.
第一，我们怎么样的给。
What I mean by this is, how do you give faithfully to God's work?
我们怎么样为上帝的工作能够忠心的摆上？
Do you support people in ministry?
你是不是为各样的事工来这个摆上？
Do you tithe faithfully?
你是否在十一的事情上忠心？
Faithfully is not, what quarters do I have in my pocket today? Or nickels? To drop in the box or drop in the bag.
忠心的意思不是在口袋里面找几文钱放在这个奉献袋里。
It's the willingness to be vulnerable.
而是你愿意
vulnerable.
愿意让自己在处在一个容易受损受伤的这个境况当中。
To be at a disadvantage.
处在一个不利的把自己放在一个不利的处境里面。
Because what you risk is you lose buying power, saving power.
因为你所损失的是你的这个购买力，是你的储蓄力。
It's putting others over yourself.
是把别人放在你的面前。
It's blessing others with what you have at the sake of your risk of being broken.
帮助别人是要让你自己冒危险使自己被破碎。
Another one is how we love.
第二是我们怎么样去爱人。
How do we reconcile with people that we have hurt or disagree with?
我们怎么样能和我们所被我们伤害的人和我们不有不同意见的人能够复合。
How do we forgive them for the sins, their sins against us?
我们怎么样能够为别人的罪愿意赦免他们。
It was interesting. Is this last two Thursdays ago? Actually, last Thursday. So two Thursdays ago, we had a college kid come to our group, our community group.
在我们的颂扬团契里面有一个大学生来到我们的当中。
She basically shared very openly about her life.
她非常开放的分享了她自己的生命。
Her fears.
她的恐惧。
Her failures.
她的失败。
Her weaknesses.
她的软弱。
She was vulnerable to our family for judgment.
她就让自己处在一个非常容易受伤的一个环境里面。
And so she kind of puts herself at a lower place.
所以她的分享就把自己放在一个较低的一个地位上。
But that's the beauty of the body of Christ.
但是这正是一个基督徒团体的可贵之处。
Her burdens are not just hers anymore.
她的负担就不再是她自己一人的负担。
They're carried by all of us that were there.
所以所有的参与的人都一起来分担她的这个重担。
We love her. We pray for her.
我们就爱她，并且也为她祷告。
We're always there for her.
我们也在总是在旁边能够支持她。
So that's kind of how we can love. We love by putting ourselves out there, vulnerable.
我们爱的一个方式就是将自己摆在众人面前。
Lastly, how we live.
第三就是我们怎么样的活。
I think you have careers, you have hobbies, right?
你们的每一个人都有事业，也有自己的喜好。
And you find yourselves in different places, different communities that you go to, different groups.
你会到每一个人都有自己不同的社群。
Are you willing to put those things above yourself?Your own job, your own career first. You put those things first, like put other people first.
你是不是愿意把其他人的优先顺序让他们高过你自己的这个比方说职业。
Because I think we always try to step on other people to get the next best position. Be promoted, to look good in front of our bosses, right?
因为我们很多的时候希望能够在职位上高升，甚至是踩在别人的尸体上。
But what if you put their needs, other people's needs first?
但是我们是不是愿意把别人的需要放在我们的首位
？You risk not having the best, not having the greatest career.
也许你因此不会有最好的一个职业。
What if it gives you an opportunity to share your faith more openly?
但是如果它能够让你有更好的机会分享你的信仰。
So I just give you three examples.
所以我就是刚才给了三个例子。
The way you give.
你怎么样的给。
Because that's how often people feel you, right? at a wider range. When you give, it goes further.
当你给的时候，你就能够有更广泛的接触。
How we love.
我们怎么样去爱人。
How we live.
我们怎么样的生活。
See, today's text about feeding the 5,000 is so much more than just about these 5,000 plus people.
我们今天所讲这个喂饱五千人所谈的不仅仅是这五千人的事情。
You know, I think it says so much about who God is and how good He is.
他讲到神是如何的一个慈善的神。
And so I wrote, I think we can look at the text and go, oh, so impossible.
我们看这个经文会说，哦，这是不可能的。
Or we can say, this is possible in Christ.
但是我们也可以说，在主里这是可能的。
Maybe that's how God has called us to live.
那也许是这是上帝要我们所过的一个生活。
Yeah, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you so much for this morning. It's a little warm, but actually, fortunately, not as bad as normal. We thank you for gathering our brothers, sisters, and friends here today to hear your word. We thank you for this text, so rich, about feeding the 5,000, yet has so many different layers, so much complexity to it. It talks about the past, the Old Testament. It talks about the present. It talks to us today in the situations we are in. It challenges us to see your life and who you are and what you've done for us and how you've lived for us. And how you've given your life for us, and you've resurrected for us, have given us hope, and how we are to love others. And we thank you so much, God, that you are a God that's so good, so gracious, and Lord, that you would go and die for our sins. And we thank you for each person that's here. For some that may be struggling, maybe they have struggles about what they're called to do. Perhaps this will challenge them to a different life. Maybe there will be a challenge to live lives reflecting their Savior more. I do pray that this text would not be forgotten. It would always change the way they look at how your word speaks about the feeding of the 5,000. And may it do amazing things that far exceed my own imagination and just reveal your glory to this world. We thank you so much for everything. In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.
Today, our song of response is Hymnbook number 107.
我们来唱圣诗107首望口欢唱。
All for a thousand tongues to sing. We will be singing verse 1 in Chinese and then verse 2 in English.
我们来唱第一节用中文，第二节用英文来唱。
哦，千万口舌齐歌唱，赞美主主我神，赞美我主荣耀的王，赞美救主恩神。My gracious master, oh my God, assist me to proclaim.Abroad, the honors of thy name. Let's rise and sing doxology.
下面来唱三一颂。
赞美真神，万福之高。